Poem About Nothing by Lorna Crozier. Zero is the one we didn't understand at school. Multiplied by anything, it remains nothing. When I asked my friend, the mathematician, who studies rhetoric, if zero is a number, he says, yes, and I feel great relief. If it were a landscape, it would be a desert. If it had anything to do with anatomy, it would be a mouth, a missing limb, a lost organ. Zero worms its way between one and one and changes everything. It slips inside the alphabet. It is the vowel on a mute tongue, the pupil in a blind man's eye, the image of the face he holds on his fingertips. When you look up from the bottom of a dry well, zero is what you see, the terrible blue of it. It is a rope you knot around your throat when your heel itches for wings. Icarus understood zero as he caught the smell of burning feathers and fell into the sea. If you roll zero down a hill, it will grow, swallow the towns, the farms, the people at their tables playing tic-tac-toe. When the Cree chiefs signed the treaties on the plains, they wrote X beside their names. In English, X equals zero. I asked my friend, the rhetorician who studies mathematics, what does zero mean? And keep it simple. He says, zip. Zero is the pornographer's number. He orders it through the mail under a false name. It is the number of the last man on death row, the number of the girl who jumps three stories to abort. Zero starts and ends at the same place. Some compare it to driving across the prairies all day and feeling you've gone nowhere. In the beginning, God made zero.